You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
What's happening, everybody? Welcome into Nats Insider. Dan Kolko joining you for the next hour here on 106.7 The Fan. Got a jam-packed show for you today. We'll talk the biggest news of the week with this Nationals club, Mike Rizzo signing a three-year contract extension to stay on as the general manager and president of baseball operations. We'll hear from Mike Rizzo from his press conference after signing that extension. Also be joined by Sean Doolittle. We'll talk a little bit about the unfortunate situation regarding Sean's oblique injury just a couple days ago. We'll also play my interview with Sean Doolittle talking about receiving the Nationals nomination for the Roberto Clemente Award for community involvement and service in the community. So congratulations to him for that, but a tough break for the Nationals reliever who is, it's looking likely, will miss the rest of the season. But we'll talk a lot of Sean Doolittle a little later on in the show. Then we'll also be joined by Mark DeRosa, former National and current analyst on MLB Network. He's one of the co-hosts of MLB Central, which is the morning show on the network, does a fantastic job on that program, and is, I honestly think, is one of the most liked people in all of Major League Baseball. So D-Row will join us a little later on to talk about this Nationals club and reminisce about the good old days when he was on the 2012 Nationals, first club in this in team history to make the postseason. A lot going on as of late. The Nationals coming off of a roller coaster of a win last night against the Braves, 8-7 in 12 innings. For the second straight night, the Nationals held a 5-0 lead after three innings, and both nights they blew that lead. Back on Thursday, the Braves went on to win that ball game 7-6. The Nationals, after blowing the lead last night, did fight and hang around and find a way to scratch and claw their way to an 8-7 victory in 12 innings. This is the furthest that we've seen an extra inning game go with the Nationals this season, and Kyle Finnegan did a fantastic job coming out of the bullpen to pitch a scoreless 10th, scoreless 11th, to get the ball to James Burke in the 12th, gets his first major league win after a nifty double play turned behind him by Trey Turner in the top half of the 12th, and then Michael A. Taylor walked it off in the bottom half. The Nationals walked 12 Braves hitters yesterday and somehow find a way to win a ball game. That's not a formula for success too often, but the Nationals found a way to get it done. They get back to 9 games under 500 with the victory, and time is running out. There's still a slim possibility of the Nationals making a run at this thing, but they're going to need one type of epic flourish here towards the end of the season to get the job done. We'll see how it all plays out. A lot of baseball yet to be played, and some intriguing storylines for us to monitor down the stretch. Nats haven't played their best baseball this season, obviously, but gotten it going a little bit of late, having won 5 out of their last 7 ball games, and we'll see what the last, 17 games have in store for us. Purchase a new 2021 season plan by October 1st to receive a free 50% bonus credit. Use your credit on additional tickets, concessions, and merchandise. Reps are standing by to chat with you about the free 50% bonus credit, so visit nationals.com/ticket finder right now and click chat with a representative. We're going to get right to the meat of this Nats Insider show today. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Mike Rizzo, the Nats GM and president of baseball operations, signing a 3-year contract extension to stick around with the club. We'll hear from Riz when we come right back.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back. Dan Kolko with you, taking you up to the top of the hour here on 106.7 The Fan. Thanks for joining in for Nats Insider this afternoon. Big news, as I said a little bit ago, last Saturday, a week ago today, the Nationals announcing that they had re-signed Mike Rizzo, general manager, president of baseball operations, to a three-year extension. He will be with this club through the 2023 season, and we hope for quite a bit after that. We know about all the accomplishments that Mike Rizzo has under his belt. Third most wins of any team in Major League Baseball during the regular season, dating back to 2012 when the Nationals really turned things around. Four division championships, a World Series championship. And now he's going to be sticking around for a little while longer. Mike Rizzo meeting with the media a few days ago to discuss this contract extension, what it means to him, what it means to the organization, and where he sees everything going from here. A lot of work left to be done. So let's play now a chunk for you of Mike Rizzo's press conference with the media.
Well, you know, it feels good. You know, it relaxes you a little bit. Most importantly, it relaxes the people around me and below me. And I think that's the most important thing. I think people run into a little bit of anxiety as it got closer to the end of the season. So it feels good for me personally, but professionally and as the leader of the franchise, it feels good for everybody around us. Now we can take care of our business and do what we have to do towards the end of the season and in the off season. So it came together like most of these deals do fairly quickly once the process began, and it didn't take very, very long once we engaged in the process.
You mentioned sort of those around you, those working under you. One of those people is Dave Martinez. He has an option for 2020. So now that your extension is worked out, what do you think that means for discussions on whether you guys will pick that up and keep him in the future here?
Yeah, that's priority one, is to get Davey taken care of. My plan is, and my preference is to not pick up the option and to go well beyond that. And that's the plan. That's the plan going forward. See if we can get something done, negotiate a longer term deal with him that goes beyond the just picking up the option.
You know, it would seem easy the next morning to just say, hey, we're going to pick up this option. But since you're saying that it could be about negotiating an extension beyond that, does that mean it could take a little bit longer than just, you know, the next day, the next morning, because you maybe want it to be a more in-depth discussion?
Yeah, I think when you're discussing a new contract, it's different than just picking up an option. The option was under the old contract. My preference is to just disregard that and sign a new contract with him.
Dan Kolko, Masson TV.
Hey, Riz, congratulations.
Thanks, Dan.
Wanted to ask you on a broader scale what you're most proud of, what you've been able to accomplish in your time here in D.C. Obviously, the championship last year is a singular event, but on a broader scale, what are you most proud of?
Well, I think, the relationships that I've had here for 14 years, it's my home. It's been my home. It's the longest place I've ever worked at. And, I think that I'm most proud of the franchise that we've built. When we first got here, you looked at, playing in RFK, then moving to, Nationals Park and the neighborhood around it. This thing has gone up about 180 degrees since then. So, I'm most proud that, I'm here 14 years later. I think it's a better organization and franchise than I inherited. And, you know, I think has to do with the people that are around me and the fact that we have such continuity and consistency because the people that work for me enjoy working for the Washington Nationals, and there's very little turnover. So with that comes consistency of performance and players and personalities. And I think that, you know, we have a good character group throughout the years here of players. And we've shown that, you know, our tolerance for not being the type of person that we want you here is very, very limited. And we don't put up with much of that.
Mark Zuckerman, MassinSports.com.
Hey, Mike, congrats. A lot of your contemporaries in the industry, they maybe have aspirations of moving on to other places or even moving up and getting off the day-to-day grind of being a GM. This contract will take you through 15 years as GM of this team. Is that still something that appeals to you, that day-to-day aspect of it, that you haven't necessarily desired to do something else or to put this kind of work behind you?
No, the day-to-day grind and the marathon that is a normal season is, you know, what it's all about for me. It's my favorite part of this job is the interaction, the daily interaction, the daily decision-making and problem solving that you have to do as a general manager is you know my favorite part of this job. And it goes down to having the people below you that you trust that are doing their job, because all the accolades filter up, but it's the guys below me that really are the foundation of our success here. And you know, I couldn't be prouder of those guys and girls who work for me. But the way they do their job allows me to do this daily grind and focus on baseball. And you know, that's to me, you know, what I was meant to do, and look forward to doing it until I can't do it anymore.
So that was kind of where I was going with the next one is, you know, you'll be in your 60s by the time this extension is done. I'm not envisioning you as a guy who's looking forward to retirement anytime soon. Do you feel like this is your job for life, or as long as you want to do it? And do you ever see yourself doing anything else besides this now?
Well, my dad worked till he was 90, till the day he died. So, I'm here for the long haul. I want to, as long as it feels good to me, and I'm having fun doing it, and I'm enjoying the competition and the interaction with the players. I'd love to do this thing for the rest of my life.
Yet again, congratulations to Riz. He has done a tremendous job here in D.C. Very active in the community as well. Loves being here, and he will be here for 3 years for sure, and we hope for some years on the back end of that as well. Get the taste of Nationals Park at home with Best Ballpark Bites delivered. Now receive a Davey Martinez bobblehead presented by Geico with each order. Check out our new Champions Pack, including a World Series popcorn bucket, mason jar, and more. To order your game day eats, visit nationals.tryhungry.com. Also, we've got Quick Pick, MLB Rally's new predictive game that offers fans the opportunity to pick outcomes and compete for cash prizes. Make your predictions count. Play Quick Pick. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to compete. Restrictions apply. See official rules and enter at MLB.com/Quick Pick. When we come back here on Nats Insider, talk some Sean Doolittle. I'll discuss the oblique injury that he unfortunately suffered the other night on the mound, and we'll talk to Sean about his efforts in the community. He is the Nationals 2020 nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award, a great honor for him. So we'll have a Sean Doolittle segment for you when we come right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Two games in the books between the Nationals and Braves over this four-game set. Patrick Corbin will go later today for the Nationals. Two games left with the first place Atlanta Braves in town as the Nationals head into the home stretch here in the 2020 season. Nats got some tough news a couple days ago in the first game of this four-game series with Atlanta. Sean Doolittle on to pitch the ninth inning back on Thursday and unfortunately had to come out of the game with a right oblique injury.
Here's the pitch. Swinging a ground ball or line drive on one hop to Harrison in shallow right. And the throw to first for the out.
Uh-oh. Doolittle's calling the trainer.
Uh-oh, he got hurt on the release of the pitch. And he's kind of limping.
Oh, boy.
Davey Martinez first out there.
I mean, he's really laboring.
Paul Lasard, director of athletic training.
Oh, man.
Oblique injuries for baseball players can be brutal things. They can be brutal things for you and me just sitting on our couch based on talking to guys who've dealt with them before in their playing careers. They say everything hurts when you have an oblique injury. Moving, sneezing, bending down, those are the type of things that you have to just grit through when you've got the intense pain that comes with an oblique issue. And Sean Doolittle had been pitching so well leading up to his injury on the mounds the other night. He was really starting to look like his old self. Velocity was back. The life on his fastball was back. Just an unfortunate, fortunately timed injury for him. But also, now you get to a point where, and we'll monitor Sean Doolittle in the days to come to figure out just exactly the severity of this. But fact of the matter is, the Nationals are running out of time in the 2020 season, which means that Sean Doolittle is running out of time to work his way back from an injury like this. I am certainly not a doctor, but I have to believe that it's very unlikely that Sean Doolittle will return at some point this year, especially with the Nationals looking like they're going to be out of the playoff race in the final stages of the 2020 season. Not much sense in rushing him back if the playoffs aren't going to be an option for this Nationals club. Sean Doolittle not under contract for next season. He will become a free agent, and we certainly hope that he's with the Nationals for years to come, but there is now uncertainty about what his future is with this club. Has he thrown his last pitch as a Washington National? It's certainly possible that that's the case, and that would be unfortunate. This is a guy that came over in 2017 in a trade with the Oakland A's. Him and Ryan Madsen coming over in that deal that sent Blake Treinen and Jesus Luzardo out west. And Sean has been an anchor of this Nationals bullpen. He's had ups and downs over the last couple of years, as really all professional athletes do. For the most part, he's been steady and as dependable a closer as the Nationals have had in their time here in D.C. And we all know what he did last year on the run to the World Series. Was a crucial piece of the Nationals bullpen and a big part of the reason why they were left hoisting the Commissioner's Trophy at the end of it all. So a guy that will forever be tied to this Nationals organization for what he did on the field. But now let's get to what Sean Doolittle has done in the community off the field. And his work there is immense. He is a guy that has been involved in various military organizations and charitable efforts. He's worked tirelessly with the LGBTQ community. He's worked with refugees. He's worked with inner city families who don't have a lot of the same opportunities that people of privilege do. He always seems to think about others and consider the situations and circumstances that those less fortunate than him and many of us have to deal with. And not only does he think about those things, but he acts on them and he makes an effort to better these people's lives and their personal situations. And that's why this year, Sean Doolittle was named the Nationals nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. All 30 teams get a nominee. There's voting done, and then the award is eventually given out to one player who makes an effort to make an impact in his community and prioritizes that. Roberto Clemente was a phenomenal baseball player, 3,000 hits, Hall of Famer, but was a great humanitarian. And we all know about the tragic circumstances that led to his death. So I got a chance a couple days ago before Sean Doolittle's oblique injury happened to catch up with him to talk about his charitable efforts, why it's so important to him to be involved in the community and with so many families here in the D.C. Areas, and just congratulate the guy for all that he has done off the field. Here now is that conversation with Sean Doolittle, and truly, truly deserving of the honor of being the Nationals nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award.
Thank you very much. I'm really stoked about that. Good to be here with you.
Let's start by talking about just what this nomination means to you. It's something that all 30 teams, for those who aren't aware, all 30 teams have a nominee, and then there's a voting process to determine who wins the Roberto Clemente Award, which is given out to players that prioritize work in the community and making an impact in people's lives. It was just Roberto Clemente Day across Major League Baseball this week. So kind of the tie in there is fitting. What does this nomination mean to you, and how did you receive the news that you were the Nationals nominee?
I guess I found out like a week ago, and I've been nominated for the Clemente Award before, and this is my first time with the Nationals getting the nomination, and it's one of the things in my career that I'm the most proud of. I've been so fortunate in this game I've done some cool things. I've gotten to be a part of a World Series team, play in the playoffs several times. I've made a couple All-Star teams, but the Clemente Award nominations to me are so special. And, you know, the more I learn about Clemente and his legacy, he cared so much about being, you know, more than a baseball player and impacting the community and remembering where he came from. And just an incredibly complete person. And, you know, I'll never come close to anything Clemente did on the field, but to be associated with this part of his legacy in just a small way, I'm so grateful and really, really appreciative.
Sean, why is it important for you to be involved in the communities in which you've played the way that you have?
You know, early on in my career, reflecting on the way that I got to the big leagues and how, you know, this almost never happened for me. You know, the injuries that I had in the minor leagues, ultimately switching to pitching became the way that I got to the big leagues. And so I felt like that perspective really changed the way that I've thought about a lot of things throughout my career. And I said that I wanted to get absolutely every bit of this experience. I wanted to capitalize on every single opportunity that I possibly had. And I felt that giving back to the communities was one of the ways that I could show that I was really grateful for this experience. We have kind of this built-in platform as Major League Baseball players to be role models and important members of our community. And I wanted to take advantage of that and get involved. And I think it's been a really rewarding experience because I've been able to connect with fans in a different way. And I've been very lucky here at the Nats. Sean Bertani and Nicole Murray helped my wife and I kind of coordinate a lot of the things that we want to do and tee a lot of that stuff up for us. So the organization, the Nationals organization, kind of embracing that, the stuff that my wife and I are willing to do, embracing that and encouraging us and supporting us through that is a huge part of that too. So we're really, really lucky.
Sean Doolittle joining me on Nats Insider. And Sean, you and your wife, Erin, come from military families, and you guys have done work with various military groups. But you also have focused a lot of your community efforts on marginalized groups, on the LGBTQ community, on lower-income families, on those whose voices maybe are not heard as much as others. Why has that been a focus for you specifically when you have decided to take your time to get involved in the community?
Well, I think like with when it comes to military stuff, like there's a natural connection there. As you mentioned, my wife and I come from military families. Where it comes to our work in the LGBTQ community, there's a natural connection there too. Erin's mom came out to her when Erin was a teenager. And so those are very personal things for us. Those are things we're very, very passionate about. But then from there, the more you get into this, into the community, and you see what some people might be going through. I think those two ventures kind of opened some doors for us. And like I said, like when the opportunities arose to get involved, like we didn't want to pass that up. And we wanted to see if we could help in any way that we could. And I think for us, for my wife and I, we're very aware of the position that we're in and how lucky that we are. And, you know, we look around at all the things that we have and the opportunities that we have. And I think we want other people to have opportunities similar to that, that we have. So we kind of want to pay it forward and see if we can help.
This might be a really tough question for you to answer, but has there been one moment that stands out or will stand out in your mind for years to come? Something especially meaningful or powerful that you've been able to share with someone in the community, an interaction or a moment that really meant something to you?
Yeah, but it's so tough to narrow it down to just one thing, man. And that's what I mean. Like, it's been such a rewarding experience. There have been several things, throughout my career, going back to, when I was with Oakland, one time we surprised a couple of military veterans, disabled veterans, with brand new houses, and that was cool because they thought they were kind of going like head to head, kind of against each other within this like charitable organization called Operation Finally Home, and that only one of them was going to get a house. So when they pulled up to the spot and they saw each other there, they were like, what's going on? And then, they found out they were going to be neighbors. And that was a really, really cool experience. And I think the work with the military, a lot of it has been centered on veterans who are transitioning out of the military and are seeking, better access to things like healthcare and housing, and maybe mental health treatment and stuff like that. In that situation, you see what like a home means to somebody, and when they can put roots down and get a little bit of stability, what that can really do for them moving forward. And I think the same thing I think about with SMILE, which is the LGBTQ organization that we work with in here in DC. My wife Erin's on the board right now, and that's I'm very proud of all the work that she's done. She's a rock star, and they have a housing program for LGBTQ youth. And these are people that maybe have gotten kicked out of their homes because they came out to their families and they weren't very supportive, or maybe they just came from a really unstable background and they had nowhere to go. And they come to Smile, and Smile has a housing program, and you see the way that Smile's holistic approach really opens doors for them to work on finishing their education and getting a job and building a resume, and then ultimately going off to live on their own and be independent and become advocates and leaders in the community here in DC. And I don't know, I think it's really difficult to narrow it down to one thing. I've had so many positive experiences with people in this community since I've come over here in 2017. I'm just incredibly lucky.
Well, Sean, congratulations on being the Nationals nominee for the Roberto Clemente Award. Your first time as that nominee with this Nationals organization. Very, very cool stuff. And appreciate you taking time. And we'll be pushing the vote for you, man. Hope you win the whole thing.
Thank you very much, Dan. Good to talk to you.
So congratulations again to Sean. Certainly deserving of the Nationals nomination for the Roberto Clemente Award. And please go vote for Sean. Deserving of the entire thing. For all that he has done here in the DC community. We hope he has a very fast recovery from that oblique issue, and we hope that he's back on a mound, and certainly hope it's in a Nationals uniform going forward. Champions wear gold, and you can too. Rock a jersey from a member of the 2019 World Series Championship squad, or customize your own. Get your commemorative gold jersey, cap, and merchandise at the Nats team store, or visit nationals.com/champions to order for curbside pickup. When we come back on Nats Insider, I'll talk to Mark DeRosa, former National and current MLB Network analyst. Have that interview for you right after the break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Nats Insider here on 106.7 The Fan. Dan Kolko, joined now by my buddy Mark DeRosa, former Nationals legend and current analyst on MLB Network. He's one of the co-hosts of MLB Central. I'm not exaggerating, D-Row, when I say that it's the best baseball show on TV. You guys do an awesome job. And thanks for taking a few minutes with me, buddy.
Thanks, Dad. I appreciate it. Legend's a little firm. I don't even know if I had a qualified hit during the 2012 season. But I'll say this, man. That was some of the fondest memories I had playing. Just a great group of guys. I really enjoyed my time in D.C. and followed the team religiously.
Listen, you hit a hard 188, man. There were so many line drives that didn't fall for you that year. But, no, I do want to start by talking about that 2012 year. You played for a bunch of teams in the course of your career, but I know that you did feel a connection with the Nationals fan base, with DC, with the organization. What was it like for you seeing the team win the World Series last year?
Just you sit up on the set. I'm fortunate enough that I get to be able to work for MLB Network and being as the last couple outs are being made, the sets being set up down the right field line. So I get to see it in real time. I look at the guys' smiles on their faces, like, because I've been in that moment in 2010 with the Giants, where you don't believe it's really happening. So many things have to fall your way, and luck has to be on your side. You have to be healthy at the right time. You have to be firing on all cylinders. And even with that, it doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win it. Just things have to go your way. And to watch the Zimmermans and the Scherzers and Strauss come up on the set, what it meant to them, how they spoke about it, the looks in their faces was just, that for me is the priceless stuff. The Howie Kendricks, just the countless hours of work when no one's watching, hitting off the tee, you know, the 0-for-4s in the A ball towns and calling home and wondering if you made the right decision signing or not, and then to kind of see it all come to fruition and know you're on the best team that given year, and no one can ever take it from you. It's a special feeling.
No doubt. And you talk, you know, about a bunch of veteran guys there. Those are names that you're rattling off in Zim and Howie and, yeah, and guys like that. And when you were on the 2012 team, I mean, you were the veteran guy. You added so much more to that team than just your numbers that, you know, people see on Baseball Reference or whatever. And Mike Rizzo has prioritized over the years, dating back to 2012, the first winning year in D.C., having veteran leadership and having guys that add something to a clubhouse that can't be quantified, that can't, you can't put a WAR number on it or an XFIP or whatever you want to put on it. What's your sense of how important those dynamics are inside of clubhouses and how maybe some teams are missing the boat these days by not putting enough of an emphasis on that?
Oh, I think a lot of teams missed the boat on it. 100%. How much does it mean? If you can have brutal truth and brutal honesty in the clubhouse amongst 25 to 30 guys without people wanting to get in fistfights, it's a beautiful place to be. Because everyone's dying to tell the truth. The truth shall set you free.
Yeah.
And in the clubhouse, sometimes it's difficult. But if you can get to that moment where, let's say, for a bad example, Adam Eaton doesn't hustle down the first baseline because I know he's always hustling. And you can, in the shower or on the bench or in the quiet moments, be like, hey, bro, bad. That's not you. Bad look right there. Or whatever. However you go about it, and he's able to be like, you know, you're right, but you better not slack it down or I'm going to be on you. Or you could call tough team meetings and have honest conversations. That is when you relish those years, because that doesn't happen too often. And you can tell that Mike Rizzo, Davey Martin. Davey was that player. Played with Davey. Davey was that utility bat off the bench late in his career when I was breaking in with the Atlanta Braves, and he was one of the guys I sat next to on the bench and tried to use as a sponge and kind of pick up information off him. So I showed up in 2012, Dan, and I played for Davey in the WBC, Davey Johnson. And that's how I kind of, our relationship kind of blossomed there, and when he became the Nats manager, he knew I was on my last leg, but he wanted me to come over, and he knew he had a young and talented team and kind of be a veteran leader in the clubhouse. And when I showed up to spring training, I was just blown away by the talent, because you don't know it until you're around it all the time. And when I saw Bryce and Rendon on the backfields, and then you had Ian Desmond breaking in and coming into his own, and you had the pitching staff that we had, and the way Jason Worth went about his business, and
Roachy,
it was just so much to really wrap your arms around.
Yeah,
and then there was good people, LaRoche, like you said, Mikey Morse, Kurt Suzuki came over. There was just quality guys where we were just having a blast, whether it was on the bus going to the plane, whether it was when we landed going out to dinner. The team enjoyed being around each other. Rick Ankiel, Danny Espinosa. I could find my rattle them all off if you want me to.
we can make that another segment. Yeah, how many members of the 2012 Nats could you name?
Steve Lombardozzi.
Yep. You guys had a great crew, and it resulted in
the most successful season that the Nats had ever had to that point, and that team kind of swept the D.C. area by storm. Mark DeRosa joining me now on Nats Insider, and D-Row, I want to talk about Riz. You know, we hear about, after, you know, he signs his three-year extension to stay here in D.C., people talk about the drafting and developing. They talk about all the big free agent signings. But one thing that I want to talk with you about is, especially in this day and age, he's a very different general manager in that he doesn't come from an Ivy League background. He doesn't sit up in the box and watch games with laptops in front of him, quantifying all sorts of stuff. He's a scout, man, and he's gonna be there with the team on every road trip. He's gonna be there in the clubhouse. If you have something to say to him, you can say it to his face. He's gonna do the same to you. What is that dynamic from a GM bring to a team? And you know, I'm kind of putting words in your mouth, but how rare is that, do you think, in today's game?
Yeah, not that there's anything wrong with the you know, the Ivy League prototypical GM that's been in place. I mean, I'm an Ivy League guy myself, so I'm not profiling by any stretch. I think for me, what it resonates in the clubhouse is that he's one of us. He's a grinder. He came up as a scout. He's had to go into those minor league towns and figure it out and really grind his way up to the big leagues and make him the success that he's become. And I think that resonates with the guys. Listen, we all want the information. It's like I have a 17-year-old daughter and a 10-year-old son. I want the answers to the test too before I take it. But if the teacher changes the wording of the questions, it might throw me off a little bit. It's one thing to be book smart, and it's another thing to be street smart.
Yes.
And I think he has a knack of blending the two. And I think as long as that doesn't get lost, you can't just hit me with nothing but book smart when you've never been in the moment and you've never had your heart rate go to 200. You have to understand that it's human beings playing the game. They're going to make mistakes. Hey, listen, perfect example was myself in 2012. No one knew that my father was dying of cancer in Hackensack Hospital, and Mr. Lerner and Mike Rizzo and Davey Johnson. I would leave games without them using me and be driving back and forth through the night, and they were so good about it, knowing that, you know, the human condition in my situation right there, not that I was being asked to do a lot for that roster, but probably wasn't in the best frame of mind to be a productive ball player during certain situations. Maybe you go with Chad Tracy, maybe you go with a Tyler Moore or Steve Lombardozzi off the bench in that situation.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just saying is Mike has a feel for what's going on in the clubhouse, and the numbers are great, but if you don't blend in the human element to it, I think you're missing.
That's incredibly well put, and I didn't actually know those stories about you you making sure that, you know, you were there. I knew about your dad and all that, but that's really cool that they allowed you to handle it as you felt best, and you don't always get that.
Oh, they
in this
were
game.
Great, Dan. That is one thing, and every time I see Mark Lerner, I go out of my way to make that point to him. He treated me, I was only there for a year, and he treated me that like I had been there for 10 years.
Yeah. And they did it with Daniel Hudson in the postseason in the NLCS. His wife gives birth to a kid, and, you know, they say, go. Be with your wife. Be with your family, and we'll get you back when we get you back. And I really think that you handle stuff like that properly, and good things will happen to you as an organization. Mark DeRosa, co-host on MLB Central on MLB Network, joining me now on Nats Insider. And, D-Row, I'll get you out of here with this. You know, players are creatures of habit in a lot of ways, and this is a very bizarre year for everyone, not just ball players, but ball players today are being asked to live in an environment that they haven't before in so many different, you know, capacities. And this Nationals team has not played the type of baseball that they are used to playing, that we're used to seeing them play. How do you try and put yourself in the shoes of players today? And specifically, you know, I might ask you to put your feet in the shoes of Nationals players in this season, and how everything that's going on might affect them and might
in some way lead to a disappointing performance, not living up to the expectations that you have set for yourself or your team?
Yeah, they get a pass from me. I hate to say it. I mean, coming off such an emotional high, and like we talked about before we did this interview, not being allowed to enjoy what they accomplished in front of the fans that helped them accomplish it, it's got to be such an emotional letdown. Listen, I played way better, way more focused, way more fearful of being the punchline of a joke on a sports show. That's, I mean, when there's 50,000 people in the stands and you know that the whole everyone's watching, I can't imagine being able to take my mind to that level of focus and preparation and everything that goes with being a big league ball player and then playing in front of cardboard cutouts. I think the product on the field, whether it be the Nationals, you know, any team, I have been rather impressed with how hard these guys have played and the way they've gone about their work and the entertainment they're putting on for the fans. I know it's got to be weird and awkward and trying to create your own sense of normalcy. But in talking to you and then thinking about the players that worked so hard to win that World Series, yeah, I can't help but think that the Nats have been kind of cheated in this process. And, you know, do you come back the following year? You're going to want to honor whoever wins this truncated 2020 World Series. But at some point, don't you have to pay homage to what the Nats were able to accomplish? Because it was pretty awesome stuff. I mean, all that stuff's coming flooding back. Juan Soto going up on the train tracks. Max Scherzer on the set with his dad and just the emotion pouring out of him, Howie Kendrick and Adam Eaton's driving the bus. I mean, you name it. I mean, that was a pretty special seven-game series.
Sure was. Max's dad might have had a beverage or two by that point. Who could blame him? Who could blame him? D-Ro, I gotta say, man, your suit game on Central is clean. I always respect it. The navy blue suit, not trying to, you know, wow anybody. The little right. The little pop of color with the tie. It's simple.
Clean lines.
It's clean.
Clean lines, Dan.
It's classic. I respect it. I think you're bringing really good stuff visually, always content-wise on that show as well. Thanks for taking time with me, buddy. Always great talking with you. We could do this for hours, but thanks for the time. Glad you're doing well, and miss you, man.
All right. Take care, man. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely love Mark DeRosa. Great analyst, great human being, and great to catch up with him here on Nats Insider. So happy to have him join the show this week. That will just about do it for this week. Nationals and Braves Game 3 of this 4-game set will be 6 o'clock tonight, 6:05 first pitch. Charlie and Dave will have the call for you here on 106.7 The Fan. Bob and FP will have the call for you on Masson. Pre-game shows for you. Nats on Deck here on 106.7 The Fan will start at 5:35, and Bo and myself will have Nats Extra for you at 5:30 on Masson. Look forward to a great weekend of baseball at Nationals Park, and hope you all are watching along and listening along with us. My thanks, as always, go out to Vic Ferreira for helping me put the show together this week. Big thanks to Jackie, Wendy, Kyle, everybody at the Nationals for helping facilitate things over there. Had a fun time putting the show together yet again for you this weekend. Hope everybody has a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy what hopefully is some good weather outside and some good Nationals baseball. And talk to you guys next Saturday.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.